Hey. Executive Intelligence Review. EIR Lead Editorial for Sunday, October 9th, 2002, 2022. And now the explosion on the Crimean Bridge, October 8th, 2022, EIR News Service. In a matter of weeks, the world's strategic situation has plunged into the depths of massive infrastructural sabotage and other forms of irregular warfare, a new phase in the war being waged by global NATO to destroy Russia. On September 26th, sophisticated sabotage ruptured the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines at multiple points. And then on October 8th, a truck was blown up on the motorway. A truck was blown up on the motorway section of the Crimean Bridge and the Taman Peninsula, which caused 7 fuel tanks of a train traveling to the Crimean Peninsula to go up in flames. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee said in a statement, 2 motorway sections of the bridge have partially collapsed. The arch over the land part of the bridge has not been damaged. They reported both incidents are now under investigation. At the same time, loose talk about the possibility of a nuclear warfare has become epidemic in Western governments, with near certainty, which mean the extinction of the human race is designed to make the unthinkable, and thereby lower the threshold for actual war, a long-standing policy objective of British and American establishment circles. Growing political circles around the world are alarmed at these developments and at the physical economic breakdown crisis driving them forward, and are urgently mobilizing to find answers and put together the political forces necessary to pull the planet back from the brink. One such occasion was the October 7th Schiller Institute seminar of current and former legislators from Latin America and the Caribbean, where a half dozen leaders from the region engaged in a 3-hour discussion and strategy dialogue with Schiller Institute founder Helga Zepp LaRouche. Spanish is available at EIR's Resumen Ejecutivo page. And now the explosion on the Crimean Bridge. And now the explosion on the Crimean Bridge. In a matter of weeks, the world's strategic situation has plunged into the depths of massive infrastructural sabotage and other forms of irregular warfare, a new phase in the war being waged by global NATO to destroy Russia. On September 26th, sophisticated sabotage ruptured the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines at multiple points. And then on October 8th, a truck was blown up on the motorway section of the motorway section of the Crimean Bridge from the Taman Peninsula, which caused 7 fuel tanks of a train traveling to the Crimean Peninsula to go up in flames.